I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. How do you gauge middle-class America's financial outlook? Well, economic analysts say that Walmart sales are one indicator, and that company's sales figures appear to be weakening. To help us work out whether this has significance as the election campaigns shift into high gear is Bob Moon. He joins us from the Marketplace newsroom in New York. Welcome, Bob.
Hello there.
Should the Bush campaign be concerned that the Walmart numbers are down a bit?
Well, this is a subject of some speculation among analysts. How much of an influence does Walmart's clientele have in the voting booth? It bears looking at when you recall that George W. Bush's father was defeated 12 years ago when the Clinton campaign's mantra was, "It's the economy, stupid." So you take a look at this week's September sales forecast from Walmart, and you find a slower-than-expected rise of just 2 to 4% from the year-earlier period. And at the very least, some analysts say it certainly doesn't help Bush win over undecided voters. The average household income of Walmart customers is pretty close to the average median income across the country, around $43,000. So even what these analysts are calling a slight retrenchment by consumers could be a signal from a potentially big block of voters.
Do the Walmart numbers necessarily translate into economic worries or a shift in voter sentiment, do you think?
That's exactly the question we put to Richard Hastings this morning. He's a retail analyst at Bernard Sands, and he says he's inclined to believe that it may not be the economy, stupid, this time around, given all the other sharply polarizing issues in this campaign.
On the one hand, Walmart's a pretty good barometer of middle-income and lower-income shoppers, but I'm not sure that Walmart is always a barometer about how those shoppers feel about social issues. We can't be sure if those who are going to the super centers for terrific grocery prices are really inclined to protect unborn children or deeply oppose the war in Iraq.
Now, admittedly, Hastings isn't a political analyst. He's a retail analyst. But he does point out there are some important non-political factors.
Walmart does have plenty of competition out there from many other retailers, and those big competitors are not getting smaller and weaker. They're getting bigger and stronger.
In other words, maybe consumers are getting worried and spending less, or maybe they're just spending more down the street.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and about business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Noah.